Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts, and it is your daily sex news information.
Center.
You should go there now. It's your new center. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Happy Monday. Made it through another weekend. Men has probably barely made it through another weekend.
Oh, my God. I got back into the Bay Area at 1 a.m. last night.
Oh, my
night.
God. Are you so tired?
And then I woke up at 4.
Yeah, I don't know how you do this.
But I feel fine.
You do? You look good. I was going to tell you that you looked good. You got your hair cut or something.
Well, I shaved.
Oh, you shaved?
Shaved a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
You look nice.
And I got maybe a little bit of sun while I was in
Anaheim. You love getting sun.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that's good. So Disneyland was fun?
Oh, my God. It was the best ever.
Really?
The best ever. So let me tell people that are going to – if they're going to visit Disneyland, what to do. Because my entire life of going to Disneyland, never able to consume alcohol because they don't sell it, right?
Well, most of people are going when they're children, but youth.
Yeah, but, you know, when you're older
– okay, you want alcohol.
You want some alcohol.
Okay.
Check this out. They have this thing called Electronica, right? It's at California, the Ventureland, whatever the hell it is, the park outside the park, right?
Okay.
At night, they have a Tron-themed, like, rave where it's just giant, just, like, area where people just dance and they have a DJ in the middle.
Wow.
And they sell alcohol.
Oh,
and
nice.
And it's called – they have these things called Glojitos. Right? And they're like
these mojitos that glow.
That glow, and
that is so cool.
They were amazing.
Wow, what was the crowd like? Was it?
It was like all types, right? All types of people. It was awesome, and everyone was like dressed in like Tron outfits and stuff like that.
Oh my god, that's so cool! I had no idea there was a rave going on at Disneyland.
It was so much fun. Oh. And then at the Disneyland Hotel, they have a tiki bar. Oh my god, full on bar. You walk in.
Menace likes his alcohol.
Yeah. And they had.
About Disneyland or Mickey Mouse.
They had these, the themed drinks. Uh-huh. So this is called the shipwreck, right? So you order a shipwreck and then they change the lighting real quick and they hit all these sound effects like a ship is going down.
Oh my God.
And then the bartender starts yelling,
cool.
Save yourself, save yourself. I thought it was like, you know, at Senior Frogs or something in
right,
Mexico.
Right. Senior Frogs. Totally. I've been there.
Ridiculous.
That is so great.
But I left out a quick story.
What?
I pissed off some people that I know really bad.
Why? What'd you do?
In between going from the Tron thing to the Tiki Bar, I stopped at this place because some other people I know from the Bay Area were in town. And there were these two girls, right?
There you go.
So I go in there and I immediately see them with these bros, like these douchebag type guys, right? And it wasn't my place and it was me. I can say it was my fault. I start talking so much crap to these guys, right?
Yeah, you're such a jerk.
I was such a dick.
Yeah.
And I go, so what do you guys do? They're like, oh, we're club promoters. I go, really? I'm already disgusted, right? And then I go, okay, cool. What clubs in the city? And then they name off these clubs. I'm like, oh, really? I go, oh, do you know the owner? Because I knew the owner of those clubs personally. And they go, no. I go, oh, you must be really high level then.
Oh, God. Did you pitch you gonna fight?
My friends started yelling at me and told me to get the F out of there.
Yeah, honey, why do you have to pick fights?
But these guys are like totally like.
I know. They're like trying to pick up your friends and they were trying to be cool guys like the promoters. And you're like, you're so not a promoter. You're lucky if they let you in.
Yeah, you're so like such D-bags, like frat boy looking dudes.
Right.
But it wasn't my place to do that. And I did feel bad.
Oh,
about it later.
I'm glad that you didn't get your ass kicked because that would have been.
You think I would get my ass kicked? Seriously?
I don't know. Would you?
Hell no.
Okay. Okay. Glad you didn't.
I wouldn't punch anybody, but I would defend myself.
Were these chicks that you liked?
No. But It's because I know them very well, so I was like trying to be protective.
Right? No, I get I'm like, that. I can tell the guys are being d-bags.
They're d-bags.
D-bag. Good
so,
word.
So yeah, I did have women tell me off.
Okay.
Over the weekend, but it was an amazing weekend.
Oh, I'm so glad that you had fun. I went to a party Friday night with Chaka Khan was playing.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Chaka Khan.
I know. It was really funny. It was for the AMFAR benefit gala, and it was really fun. There was lots of people there, and it was a good party drinking. It was a Moroccan theme party.
Uh-huh.
And I had a dress all colorful and Moroccan theme. I didn't know what it meant either, really. But I wore like colorful dress and Chaka Khan, and then you know that guy Andy Cohn from Bravo, who's like does all the talk shows at Bravo. He was there, and
really?
He was like
he's
the MC. He was so funny, and he's like, "Oh my god, I saw you on the Today Show!" So that was really funny.
That's cool.
I know it was really cool. So I met lots of interesting people.
Did you go out with anybody?
I didn't go out with anybody, but I have a blind date. I think next Sunday night. I know nothing about him. Yeah.
Didn't you? Who did you go with?
Oh, I went with my friend Heather.
Really?
Yeah. No, dude. It was
Did you get any numbers or anything?
I didn't
anything?
Get any numbers, no. It wasn't that kind of thing.
What?
It was a big gay party. Lots of gays.
Uh-huh.
So,
but you couldn't.
I'm not saying I couldn't get gay phone numbers, but nothing for dating. No dating.
Really?
No new numbers for dating. No.
Well, that's lame, man.
I know that is lame, kind of, right?
I wish
and then Saturday night,
fun.
I just went to a friend's house for dinner and hung out.
Oh, who's
and then
friend?
Oh,
who's your friend?
My good friends that I always go to the cabin with.
My good friends. Oh, it was your
friend.
It was
friend,
like
a groups
your
of friends.
Oh.
It wasn't a dude's house. I mean, it was a dude's house, but it wasn't a guy that I've dated.
Why is your story changing?
No, it wasn't a guy that I've dated. It was just a good friend. I was because I was working all weekend. Boring, I know, but it was like mellow and we just hung out.
Oh, okay.
Good. I gave
That's
my
cool.
dog to the baby daddy for a few days because it's too busy for me to take care of her, but I actually miss her right now. And I'm sort of like, it's the first time I miss her.
I love how you're changing the subject, but whatever.
No, there was no dudes. There was no sexual contact. I did not have any sexual relations
adventures
with anyone.
Or anything?
I had no sexual relations. Did you?
No, I didn't.
No sexual relations.
No, but I was so excited because this girl that I knew in high school, who I haven't seen in like 10 years, and every time I go down south, I try to hang out with her. And there was – like it never works out. But she lived like 30 minutes from Disneyland. So I hit her up and she came by. And she couldn't be more like the coolest person on the planet.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
you're like new BFFs again.
Yeah, and my friends loved her, and she's super cool. Yeah, she's super hot, too. She's super hot.
Cool.
You want to see a picture of her? I'll show you.
Are you friends with only super hot chicks?
No, but she just happens to be super hot.
Got it. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah. Love that. Well, today's show, I can tell you a little bit about it.
Okay.
We are talking about online dating, tips, tricks, myths, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, what you should say in your first message, what you should say in your online dating profile. We're talking about some of the dating sites because everyone's dating online now. So we thought we'd give you the information about what to do. 411.
I could totally tell you how the tips and tricks.
Okay.
The biggest thing, you got to try to not come off as a creeper.
Yeah, you can't be creepy. You can't. We have lots of stuff about what kind of photos to post, what you should say in your first message to someone. So we're going to get into that. We've also be reading your emails and different topics there, foot fetishes and stuff like that.
Fetishes of the foot.
Fetishes of the foot.
Because we've been trying to diagnose that for years.
I know. Well, we're going to talk about it a little bit today. Good. And we've got stuff on just the normal, like, been with my partner for years and the sex isn't great, stuff like that. And you can also call us anytime. Leave us a message, 415-992-7392. We'll play your message during the show if you want to ask us a question that way instead of emailing. But you can email us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also find me on Twitter and Facebook, Sex with Emily. So also, I have to say that I tweeted out my Adam and Eve stuff the other day that, you know, if you go to adamandeve.com, which has every sex toy, sex accessories, sex clothing under the sun, you go to adamandeve.com, you put in coupon code Emily at checkout, you get 50% off most items, you get 3 adult DVDs, you get free shipping, you get free gifts, you get all this stuff. So if you want to buy any sex toys at all, Hitachi Magic Wand, a pocket rocket, a C-ring that for a couple, it's great for couples. If you want to get sex games to play, you can get them all at Adam and Eve. And they have this super cool new mobile site that you can just do it on your phone. You can just order right now. You can just pick up your phone and buy some sex toys.
It's good because you're a girl on the go.
I'm a girl on the go.
You don't have,
I'm a girl. I don't have time to sit on my computer.
No.
I'm really busy. And then the new poll on the site, which we put up on Friday, is what's on your sex bucket list? What do you want to do before you die sexually? A, sex in the rain. B, get handcuffed. C, sex on an airplane. D, a threesome. Or E, sex on a famous landmark.
And you...
We don't have the results yet.
Okay.
Or people are still voting.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
We knocked out a couple of them.
We did knock out a couple of them. We've done them all. Yeah. Menace and I are like a little bit more advanced. No, just kidding.
Except for the landmark. I would like to do a landmark.
What landmark?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
But maybe Disneyland.
Maybe Disneyland.
Maybe that, like, at the castle.
Oh,
you should have
awesome.
Had sex in the castle. Totally. I bet people have had sex at Disneyland. I wonder if I have. No, I don't think I did. I went there in high school. After high school.
I did mention that I don't even want to have sex. I just want to kiss a girl at the Koi Tower, which is so
cheesy.
Right.
No, that's cute. You should totally. Honey,
cheesy.
That's so doable.
I know. That's easy, but I haven't been to Koi Tower in years.
Right. Me neither. But it's
so many years.
But, you know, why not? It's very phallic looking.
Yeah.
It's a tower in San Francisco that's a big phallic object that Menace would like
it's
to
It's a lighthouse.
Get it's a lighthouse. It's a phallic lighthouse. It's a phallic symbol in San Francisco. If you look at the skyline, it's phallic.
Yeah, because it's
I'm just wondering,
upward.
That's why you want to kiss someone.
No,
there.
Because this is the reason
just
I do that. No, this is the reason I want
unconsciously. Preconsciously.
No. This is the reason I want to do it is because I actually went up there with a chick one time and I was too shy to give her a kiss.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah.
It's like a makeup.
Yeah, I got to, you know.
You got to right, go back.
I got to right my wrongs.
Exactly. You got to right your wrongs. I'm trying
my
to
days
think if
of being
sex
a pussy.
At landmarks. What'd you say?
I said of my days of being a pussy.
You're not a pussy anymore, I don't think.
No.
You just do wait for chicks to come to you, but that's my only issue with you. Well, not my only issue with you, but one
what?
Issue. You wait for chicks to hit you,
no.
you up, and I think there's chicks you want to be with that you don't ask out because you're afraid of getting shut down, and I just don't get it.
No, you know me. I have the do-or-die mentality. The thing is, if I really like them, I move way too slow.
Right. And
that's
then they're
it.
Already dating someone and have
yeah.
three kids. So yep. I know what you mean, though. I'm going to start asking guys out and dating online, and I got blind dates coming up. So I'm kind of kicking it up into high gear right now.
As you should.
As I should, right? Like, why? I've been, like, kind of not really dating and single, and so I was just really busy with other things, but now I'm like, I got to do all that. I want to – it's like the time – like, I want to be the guinea pig. Like, I want to try all the stuff I haven't tried for dating.
Yeah.
Like, the advice I give to everyone else, I want to do myself. Dating online.
What do you think is the number one thing?
That I want to do?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'd like to try dating online just because I haven't done that. And I get fixed up on dates a lot, but this will be interesting. So I feel like just for my own knowledge too, my own edification, I should know about that whole process. I mean, I know a ton about it because we've talked about it for years, but I'm going to do it myself. So I think that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I've already gone on blind dates. I'm going on more. But
you should do – I'm sure you've already had crazy ones like this, but the extreme 12-hour date. Because last night I was driving on the 5 back here to San Francisco, and we had a girl in the car, and we're all talking. They're like, oh, what's one of the craziest nights you ever had? And I go, I think one of the craziest nights I ever had was when I it was my first date with some chick, and I decided I'm going to
go to Vegas.
And then I planned it out from like beginning to end to be back in San Francisco
by
6:30.
Okay.
And we left at 9 o'clock at night. To Vegas.
Wow.
What happened to that chick after that? I don't know.
I'm trying to think where exactly. I don't know. The craziest date I've ever had.
Anything?
I've never had anything where they like flew me to Vegas for the night. That would be awesome. I think I've like second date was in Mexico. That was kind of crazy. Like we went to Mexico for 4 days.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
crazy. But it was kind of like, wow, uh-huh. Really? I guess we had a good first date. And he's like, yeah, I got us tickets. Let's go to Mexico. I was like, sign me up.
I know things cost money, but you can still do extreme things without.
Totally. Oh, my God.
Without jet setting. Yeah.
Exactly. You don't have a jet set.
I had a really cool first date one time with the chick where I was in Los Angeles. And I didn't even know, but last minute I got – I got tickets to the Grammys.
Oh,
and I was
that's so cool.
And I was supposed to like go out with this chick a bunch of times, and we just happened to be in LA at the same time. And I go, what are you doing? She's like, nothing. I go, all right, let's go to the Grammys.
I love it. Yeah, you're so the man. If a guy did that, cool. I'd be psyched if I wanted to go to the Grammys. That is really cool. I mean, I've had guys take me to nice places and do cool things. Like, I just like when they plan something. I just want it to be planned out. The date. I don't care what it is, like dinner, we're going to the museum, we're going for a walk, we're going for a hike. I don't care. Just like plan it out, first date. Don't just be like, I don't know.
I was just talking to my friend today actually about that, where she was upset because her man wouldn't make plans. She knew that he was free, and then he wouldn't make plans, so she goes, all right. And this is weird for a woman to give a guy like three options on things that we can do. And he still couldn't decide. It was like role reversal.
Wow.
But there are some
women who are more controlling who date men that are less dominant.
Yeah.
So maybe she liked have being in charge of the
date. No.
She was turned off.
She wanted him to take control.
Right. That's all we want. We do want guys to take control. Not every time. Not all the time. Not forever. Yeah. I'm a feminist. I'm just saying on the first date, like a guy can take control and have a plan.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
And don't say, so what do you want to do? What do you want
to do? Just have a plan.
No. This is what we're doing. We're going to this. And if you don't like it, then too bad.
And I have to say something else. Especially on a first date, maybe some people are more judgmental and whatever, but I just like that the guy makes an effort. And I've been on a lot of first dates. And never have I ever been like, I don't want to do that. Oh, I dread that. I'm like, oh, cool. You plan something new, fun, whatever it is. I'm just like to go on the first date. I don't care that much what we do. It's more important that he made a plan than it is what we're doing. So make a plan. Okay, I've got some sex in the news for us.
Do you now?
Dooza.
Any updates on Zooey Deschanel? Because I've been out of town.
No, I don't think so. Did you see anything in Zooey Deschanel?
Nothing.
Or divorce? I don't think so.
When are you setting up a date with me and her?
I will hook you up, man. I will hook you up.
You were texting me the other night. I was already in bed. Don't you know that I go to bed early?
Yeah, but what did I say?
You're like, I met somebody to hook you up with.
Oh, I met this really cute chick and I was trying to
say,
I took a picture of her for you, but then I never got around to sending it to you.
You totally don't know my type.
She's hot. No, she is your type. I want to show you this picture. She was really cute. And I'm like, oh my God, she makes sex toys. She designs
them.
I'm
off board. off board.
I won't make you.
Already.
Okay, just look at her right now.
I don't want to. She's cute, but if she's already designing sex toys, I'm good.
Look, she's your type.
Just because she's Asian, you think that? Oh, God.
No, she won't. She won't. She does that on the side.
No.
Anyway, I was texting you to fix you up, but whatever, fine. Just you could just, you know, see how you doing in your dating life on your own. You know what I'm saying, baby?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Okay. As long as you're cool, that's fine with me. Okay. Cervical cancer soars in young, rise in unprotected sex sees cases soar. So cervical cancer has risen dramatically among women in their 20s, despite rates falling for all other age groups. Over the past decade, the number of new cases of the disease among women in their 20s has risen by more than 40%. There are now 300 cases diagnosed in this group annually. And here's the kicker. Scientists blame the rise in the fact that girls are having unprotected sex at a young age and with more partners. People use protection.
It's all Paris Hilton's fault.
Why? Because she didn't use protection. No, use protection. The earlier a girl starts having unprotected sex and the more partners she has over time, the chance of being infected with the cancer-causing strain goes up. It kills about 950 annually, and I'm just saying people use protection. All right?
You have to.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone. I just needed to tell you that. Lindsay Lohan's free after grueling 5 hours in jail. She was in jail for 5 hours, and she said it was scary, even though she was never placed with the general population.
She's always in jail. How's
She's
that
always
scary?
In jail. She was alone in her cell during the time in custody, and she says that it was cold.
Is it?
It's a jail cell. It's cold.
I don't believe if Lindsay Lohan, I swear to God, and people will say that you're lying. If Lindsay Lohan said, Menace, I got a room at the Four Seasons, your favorite place, and I would like to have sexual intercourse with you, I don't think I would do it.
Why? You don't think she's hot? Skanky?
She's what? Just too skanky.
Right,
now.
Right.
She's
okay.
Like not even trying to like change her.
Change her
looks.
Image?
Yeah. She's like has crazy bleach blonde hair.
I know.
I'll talk crap about her because I met her and she's a effing bitch.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, I usually don't like to talk about.
Yeah, you do. You love talking crap about people. I met this one. He's a douche. I met this one.
Yeah, but it's weird because like all the chicks that people say, like, you know, I was making fun of Paris Hilton, but I met Paris Hilton. Super cool. Sister, super cool.
Yeah, I've met
Kardashians,
her.
All cool. Lindsay Lohan, go F yourself.
Okay, got right? it. Well,
and you look like crap. But at least her teeth were like all rotten. At least she fixed her teeth.
Oh, she did?
She just did recently, yeah. Oh. She posted a tweet about it.
Really? About her new teeth?
Because people are giving her so much crap.
Why were her teeth all messed up from like smoking or
smoking
whatever?
Smoking or whatever.
Ugh, God. People stop smoking.
Yeah.
Okay. Scarlett Johansson laughs off nude photo scandal. She's proved she's going to get some naked she's proved she's got some naked nerve after laughing off her nude photo scandal. The Lost in Translation star told Vogue, "It's not like I was shooting a porno," when asked about the saucy photos she sent her former husband Ryan Reynolds. The photos were stolen by a hacker and published online, and while many women would be mortified at the intrusion, the 26-year-old actress was upbeat. "I know my best angle," she joked. Having a sex tape you made with a former love plastered all over the internet and the media might seem like the most embarrassing incident imaginable, but if you're even mildly famous, it could set you on a path to more success. History shows that sex tapes don't actually harm a celebrity's career. In fact, they often turn out to improve them.
Wow.
So I was going to do a sex tape this weekend, I thought.
Do it.
I should, right? The Atlantic cover story, All the Single Ladies, is optioned for a TV series. So there was I read this actually. There was a November cover story in The Atlantic called All the Single Ladies. And it's a piece about how more and more women are choosing not to get married right away or at all and are fine with it. Today she's 39, she says, with too many ex-boyfriends to count. And I am told with two grim-seeming options to face down, either stay single or settle for a good enough mate. So that article is very timely because it's kind of what's talking about how women have higher standards and fewer men are living up to them and women aren't wanting to get married. They don't see the need to get married. They're working.
What's the common theme in that?
What do you mean?
She's the common theme that she has so many ex-boyfriends to count.
Yeah, but what do you mean? So she's like, I've got ex-boyfriends. I've been dating. Oh, maybe she's not good enough.
Take a look in the mirror.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe. But I think it is true that is a trend that there are so many. I mean, most of my friends are like single. Like it's funny, like in our 30s and whatever's single.
Why are they all single?
I think they by choice. My friends all have like active careers and they date, but they're not like all married, you know?
How's their backgrounds?
They're good. They're not like
they have
whores
good
in jail and stuff.
They have
they're
good
just,
track records.
Yeah, they have good track records. But I do think this is a trend. This was an option for a television series or movie or something because it says it's for TV series because I just think that's the way it's going now that women don't need a man. Like, I think that it's changed a lot that women don't feel like they need a man like they used to 20, 30 years ago. It's like it's nice to have a guy, but we have so much other things right now. We have a baby without a guy. We could
– If it's
jobs.
A movie, I can't wait for the sequels when they're old, dried up women and they don't have any men.
Menace, you're so dark and depressing.
That's you when it comes to marriage. But I'm just saying –
I think you're wrong. I think that I will get married one day. I just don't know when. It's not on my to-do list, but if it happens, that would be great. I'd be happy. It'd be good. It'd be fun. I'd invite you to the wedding. You can stand up and give a toast and make fun of me.
All right.
Okay. It'd be awesome. Okay.
I'll be so wasted.
You'll be so wasted at my wedding. There'll be so much alcohol. Okay. We can get in some emails.
Do it.
Okay. Hi, thanks. Please don't feel weird about this email. My name is John and I'm 25 and I've been going out with a girl for 2 years and I have a foot fetish but never told anyone about it. I wanted to tell her but I don't know how to tell her. I don't know why feet is a turn on for me but I guess it is. I heard you guys been talking about foot fetishes a lot on the show and never got into details about it, like licking the feet, sucking the toes, foot massages. I think it's a very common fetish these days but don't know how females would react to it. From Mr. Foot Fetish. So I have to say there are many men who find women's feet extremely arousing since there are plenty of women who enjoyed having their feet massaged. It's likely that, you know, that this could satisfy his needs. But if you reveal that you have a foot fetish maybe too soon in the relationship before you know someone, like on the first date, so I've got this foot fetish, and I'm not against being honest right away. I mean, it might kind of turn some women off. However, if you are really into your foot fetish and that's something that you're into, then you should just find someone who's like down with it, who's like okay with it. And as far as the origins of a foot fetish, a lot of fetishes go back to our childhood. So I don't know if there was something like maybe you saw your first grade teacher's feet and maybe like that had some impact on you, or maybe your mom had you walked around the house barefoot. I know it's weird. It's like some Oedipal complex thing, but
sexy high heels on
or something. And yeah, a lot of times it's heels or pantyhose or garters or things that men are attracted to. And I don't know what clicks in your brain that turns you onto that, but it is very normal. It's a normal thing and it is very common. And so I think that I wouldn't let it get in the way of your relationship and make her know that she turns you on, not just her feet, but her feet would be nice. And if I was with the foot fetish guy and he's like, I just really want to massage your feet, I'd be psyched. I want a foot massage. I love foot massages.
He'd probably buy you a bunch of shoes.
He'd buy me shoes. Okay, I think that's what I'm going to put in my dating profile. I'm looking for a foot fetishist. I want free shoes. I want massages on my feet. And I want, yeah, I'm down with that.
And you just got to be perfectly normal and that's just your thing.
And you can give a hand job with your feet too. Yeah, you put lube between your feet.
Yeah, like a monkey.
Like a monkey. So didn't we talk about that a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
So I feel like foot fetishes are like a win-win. I think you had nothing to worry about, Mr. Foot Fetish. I think you're all good.
You're fine.
I'm fine.
My phone keeps on going off. Breaking news.
What?
That Conrad Murray found guilty of manslaughter.
Oh,
in the
really?
Michael Jackson case.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if his hot girlfriend is going to stay with him now.
Oh, my God. He's convicted of murder.
Oh, manslaughter.
Manslaughter, I mean. Do you think that was going to happen?
No, I thought he was going to get off, actually.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
But would you wait for your man for 7 years?
No way.
No way?
It goes to jail. I mean, I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't even wait for 7 minutes. I mean, I'm busy. You think I would be loyal and faithful? And I don't know. Are they madly in love? How long have they been together?
I don't know. But let's say you're dating a guy for 4 years. He messed up. Gave Michael Jackson.
Killed Michael Jackson. Killed pop icon.
Pop icon. Screwed up. Gave him a little extra. He died. Now he has to be locked up for 7 years. You've already been in a relationship with him for 3 years or 4 years. What are you going to do?
I'm going to just mourn those 4 years of my life that I spent with a criminal and break up with him.
Are you serious?
No. Honey, I don't know. You can't say because I don't know what the relationship was like with him. Maybe they're madly in love. They've got kids and she's going to wait for him. But if
many reasons that you would dump your man.
I know.
It's weird. Like,
I know.
You're done.
I'm done. I get done. But you get done, too.
Yeah, but that's...
No, you're right. There are. I mean, yeah, like jail sentence for murdering a pop icon. Like, to me, that's enough to break up with
him. What about
if
it wasn't a pop icon?
It was just like a random...
You know, it was an accident.
I just think someone going to jail for 7 years...
I don't
years,
think intentionally
what would I
you
do
want
for
kill...
sexual intercourse for 7 years?
AdamEve.com. You're supporting your sex toys all the time.
I've
what about
so
this
many...
person that you're
but
in love with?
But sometimes you want to cuddle.
Get a pillow.
I've got a pillow. I've got a cuddle. I miss cuddling.
So
I miss
it. So it is done. You found the love of your life. This guy's a doctor.
I don't know. I've never found the love of my life. Like if I found the love of my life and I really loved him and we had a connection, I don't think I would necessarily dump him. But
you totally would.
But 7 years without sex, I'm just to be loyal. Like hopefully he'd be cool and he'd be like, I'm okay if you get down with other people.
That's your dream.
That's my dream.
I can't believe...
What would you do if a woman you were with was convicted for 7 years and going to jail? You wouldn't have sex with anyone else?
No. I mean, if it was something that was an accident, probably.
Then you'd give up your sex life. You would just masturbate for 7 years.
Probably. I don't know. Sex is not that important to me.
That is so. That is your first problem.
What? That it needs to
be
my number
one
priority and I shouldn't care about having a relationship with somebody?
No, but sex is very important. If couples don't connect sexually, it's hard for them to connect in other ways. Even though I know plenty of couples who write it off, oh, it's fine, we're not having sex anymore, we're best friends, blah, 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 bullshit.
Imagine the amazing sex I'm going to have with her in after 7 years.
7 years is a long time. 7 months, maybe, but not 7 years. Wow. No way. Okay, wow. Hello, Emily.
Stay by your man.
I mean, if I'm in love and we've got kids and a family, I can't say anything, but...
It all goes back to you. If you found the love of your life his fetish was he wanted you to dress up in the Hamburglar outfit from McDonald's, you wouldn't do it. See, that shows how down you are for your man.
I would, the Hamburglar outfit. I just wouldn't feel sexy in it.
Oh, it's always all about you.
Yeah, well, if he thought I was sexy, that might turn me on. But I can't imagine clomping around in those stripes and those big feet of the Hamburglar outfit with the crazy head.
I have no idea what kind of Superman needs to come by for you to fall head over heels.
I know.
I have no effing clue who that would be.
I don't either. And I'm waiting for him.
I can't even paint a picture of that guy.
I don't believe that. I think it's timing. I think a lot of finding the right person has to do with timing. And I don't think I was necessarily ready before, but yeah. I think I'm getting ready.
See, the problem is...
I think I met a lot of nice guys, and I just wasn't ready.
I think the guy that you're going to fall head over heels with is going to be a player because he's going to know how to talk to you and just, like, spit words out, and you're just going to melt. And then you're going to end up being the one getting screwed. Yeah.
You think?
Definitely.
You think I'm such a player. I'm so not a player.
No, but I'm just saying that's what's going to happen. Guaranteed.
I don't want to – thanks, honey. That's great. That's like a little – it's like a hex you just put on me or something.
I didn't put a hex, but I'm just being a –
You're
realist.
Saying that some man is going to come along and hurt me.
I think that's what's going to happen.
A
and
player.
Then that will happen. And then it's going to click in your brain like, oh, all these like cool guys that I should have been with. It's going to be like this whole scenario that you should have had in young.
Why
in
are
your
you projecting negativity into my future?
I'm not.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think I'm going to. I don't fall for players and I don't fall for D-bags.
Really? Because I've seen a couple of them.
I know, you're right. They were. The one I had to change my locks after we broke up, that wasn't
good.
Oh, God,
you don't get over that one. That's like one of a couple that I've seen.
I know, you're right. So I haven't made the best choices. No, I've made good choices. They just weren't the right guys for me. It's okay.
Cool.
Hello, Emily. I was wondering if you could do a show on men that don't meet society standards of an attractive guy. Tall, slim, well-endowed, etc. Because I don't seem to fit any of those characteristics. I've slimmed down a lot in the past few months, and it has had a huge psychological impact on my life. I'd be glad to hear what you have to say. Leo from San Jose.
San Ho.
Leo, I think that's great that you slim down because it's better for your health. And once you start working out, it makes you feel better about yourself. And then you feel more attractive to people, to women and to others. So I think you should keep on that track. And I think that a lot of guys don't fit the tall, slim, well endowed. I mean, if they did, and I don't think that is necessarily the standards in society. I think that many women are happy with many different types of men. And I don't have that's what I have to say about it. I think that you're fine. It's good that you're slimming down. You're taking care of yourself. That will boost your confidence. Therefore, you will be more attractive to women because you're confident. Confidence is the sexiest thing, I think, for women. You ask them across the board, what do you like in a man? And it's confidence. So if you've got your confidence together, I think you're going to have no problems, even if you're not tall and well endowed.
I got to give him some props for, taking initiative.
Totally. It's hard to do.
I don't even want to post any. I'm honestly, like, all the photos I took over at Disneyland, I don't even want to post any of them.
Why?
Because I'm like, I so need to get back into shape.
Oh, honey,
like,
you've
so
been saying
bad.
That for a while.
I know.
So what can you do? You just have no time.
I just don't have time.
You
and
can
I
make
really
time
want
for the gym.
To. I,
After
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
There's gyms in your neighborhood. You can go at 5 or 6 o'clock.
I just told myself, I'm like, wow, really? Like. When I looked at it on Sunday, like, you don't even realize it sometimes.
I know. You look at the photos and you're like, when did my ass get so big? Right?
I'm like, what?
Right.
Because you can't see yourself.
But you always look adorable.
No. I really want to get back to
where I was. What if you were effed up drinking a shipwreck or whatever?
Oh, my God. That was so much fun.
I know. You had the best time. I'm so glad. Did you drunken tweet?
Not too much.
Okay, because you said you were going to. I was looking forward to it.
I was with my friends, and I was with my friend that I haven't seen in like, forever.
Right, I understand.
So
it's good. You put your phone down.
Yeah.
That's so healthy.
It was cool.
I love when you put your phone away. Okay. Hi, Emily Menace. I love your show. It's definitely helped me evolve sexually and make me want to be more adventurous. Question for you. I've been doing some online dating lately, and a problem throughout my dating life is that as soon as I really like someone enough to sleep with them, I want sexual exclusivity. I'm not asking them to be my boyfriend just yet. How soon can I ask a man for a sexual exclusivity? How many dates? Sex is such an intense and intimate thing for me that I really don't like the idea of my partner being with anyone else, and I don't want to increase the risk of STDs. In today's dating scene, everyone just sleeps with everybody after 2 to 3 dates, and men in general don't seem to feel the way I do. Thanks, anonymous dater. So this is from a woman, and she says that online dating, I see that there's a lot of people who do want, after they have sex with someone, they want to be sexually exclusive. How soon is too soon? How many dates? I can't say. I think it's a case-by-case basis. But I think that the problem is I think that you should wait to have sex. Wait till you feel really comfortable with the person having sex. Because I think what happens is we rush into sex too quickly. We get attached to the person, especially as women, because the chemicals go crazy in our body. And we get attracted to men sometimes that we have sex with. And we think, oh, I want him for my own. Because it's like literally like our oxytocin levels are like, oh, I need to have this guy. And it's not even that you even want this guy or know anything about him. It's more that you are attached to him because of this, of having sex with them. So I'd say first wait to have sex. And I understand that it's intense and intimate. An STD thing, you're right. But I don't think that you should, and I can't give you a thing like after 3 dates, but if you start seeing each other for a few weeks and you're sleeping together continually, I think it's okay to have that conversation after a few weeks.
Yeah, and then if they say, you know, I'm not really looking for a relationship now.
Yeah, then you should jump and don't just, think you're going to change them.
Yeah, just bail.
Exactly.
Bail. If that's not what you want, do not stay with it. I know so many people are not happy in that situation.
Me too.
Just pull the ripcord, man.
Exactly. You know? If he says no to you, and I think that that's a big thing that people always want to do. I was talking to a woman last night who's been married for 30 years, and she said, people always ask me the secret to my success of my marriage. And she said, it's because we never tried to change each other. And I thought that was such great advice, because when you get into a relationship thinking that you're going to change your partner, we do this all the time, and I used to do this. I was like, oh, if only he were A, B, C, then if he were these 3 things, then it'd be perfect. So I'm going to go about trying to change it. Men do that to women too. But you can't ever be with anyone thinking that they're going to change, only if they want to change and they initiate it. Because if you think that you're going to do it, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
That's what I got to say.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I love when you agree with me. Okay, let's get into our sex tips about – our dating tips about
– online.
Online dating.
My favorite.
I know. Okay. So writing your – okay. Let's see what the thing. Okay. So writing your profile. The profile is all about show, not tell. So use details. Get what that means? So don't be like, I like, you know – hiking and running and biking or whatever, but be like, you know, I really enjoy, like, just be more descriptive and more specific about what you like. Like, I think it's so lame when someone's like, I like hiking, dating, fishing, swimming, jumping, running.
Yeah.
Okay. The goal of your profile is to create intrigue. You don't have to write your whole life story. I think you have to be a good writer, and you have to do something that's interesting and fascinating and going to catch someone's attention. So look at what everyone else is doing and then do something different.
I'm not a good writer at all.
I know. You have your assistant do it for you, probably.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, on my online profile, you're totally describing, like, what my profile is. It's totally nothing. I mean, I have a couple of funny things on there. It goes religion. I go radio. Political beliefs. I put pizza, you know?
Just like that's stuff funny, like, sort of.
It's, you know, just – quirky stuff
right.
like that.
Right, quirky's fun. I mean, I think that's better than being like, I like hiking. I don't know. Yeah. I live in the Bay Area. Everyone likes hiking. Who cares?
It goes, books. I put The Giving Tree. That's it. That's all I have.
Which profile? How is it going with you? Did you find a lot of dates?
Via Facebook? Yeah, that's my Facebook thing. Yeah.
I never saw it. I mean, I never read your Facebook page, but I will. It's all about sparking interest and providing just enough information to make them want more. So it doesn't have to be like your whole thing, but you want to be intriguing. Make sure the entire profile is written to the proper length and free of spelling errors. Write short and snappy paragraphs. It's an ADD culture. Don't go on and on and on about your whole life history for paragraphs on end. Just write some few short sentences even, I think would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that I know, now I'm learning. What photo mistakes do people make when online dating? What do you think? What are the big photo mistakes?
Photo mistakes. I talked to actually about a couple of these last week, and the big one is face shot only. Also, I'm totally turned off by a chick that only has portraits of herself.
What else do you want portraits of her house?
No, but just like maybe like, you know, maybe trips that she went on or out with her friends and stuff like that. But there's some girls that if you click on it, it's only photographs of themselves.
Well, that's what I would do, I think.
That's totally like narcissistic. I totally am turned off. I know what the F you look like by the 10th photo.
Okay, honey, you were saying last week that you shouldn't post pictures with your friends, or that's only if you're fat.
No, I said you can tell if it's a fat girl, and not knocking fat girls. I am a big boy right now. It's
– Yeah, fat boy.
I know. It's just – you totally
fat.
Give it away when nothing but the photos are all group pictures.
I got it.
We know – guys, we know who to look for in those group pictures and which one you are.
Right, and it's not the one that you want to date. Okay, yeah. But here's the thing. The photo is the most vital part about attracting singles online. If you don't post a picture, you are wasting your time. I guess some people don't post photos.
Oh, yeah. You just look like a stalker or a spammer.
Exactly. Right, like no photo. Nearly 90% of online daters won't read a profile without a photo. It may be scary putting yourself out there, but there are millions of singles who have had the courage to do so. Mm-hmm. So just put your photo. Have you ever gone to see 90 people without photos?
Hell no.
Okay. A photo taken from a bad angle with an awkward facial expression, poor lighting, and a confused background is going to hurt even the most stunning individual. Mm-hmm. A great photo has a person's eyes peering into the camera with a confident look on their faces.
Okay.
Like that. You can't change your overall attractiveness. However, you can choose pictures that make you look best.
True.
The close-cropped picture of a person who's probably overweight is a classic example. Minimizing your flaws is the opposite of what you should do. If you have a big nose, play it up. How about
just
that?
Play it
up your flaws.
Yeah. Just
big nose,
it.
Just have a picture of your nose. They're not saying that, but play it up. Don't try to hide it.
Yeah. Don't try to hide your things, because once the people meet you in person, then they're going to know that it's all
exactly
a facade online.
Right, so you might as well be honest. Don't lie about your age and all that stuff. Mm. Avoid these common photo mistakes. Blurry photos, too far away.
Yeah.
Bad poses are showing too much skin. This is for guys and girls.
Yeah.
No skin, total skin.
I defriend any guy that takes a picture of themselves.
Takes their shirt off.
They have their shirt off, taking a picture of themselves.
I don't think I have any friends like that. I think on Twitter I do. Like, some of my Twitter followers have their shirts off.
Don't do it. Every chick that I ever talk to, they don't even think that's attractive. I go, is this attractive? Because then I won't knock the guy. And they're like, no. Instant douchebag.
Not attractive. Yeah. I don't want to see a guy's chest and everything like that first. No, just a picture of you just being normal, please, people. Mm-hmm. Okay, what is the perfect first message? How do you capture someone's attention and interest without sounding creepy or generic? What do you think? Creating a magical first message.
Magical first message is find a common denominator. Like, I noticed that you like Ghostbusters too. I really love Ghostbusters too. I actually have a collection of toys from Ghostbusters. And I notice you're in this Florida area.
Right, exactly. You say something like that.
You know?
Don't waste the first line with a nightmarishly overused, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, people do that. Like, yeah. I know I've never done this before, but be unique and be fun in your profile. Be fun. It's time to have fun. This will be their first impression of you, so a captivating first message must pique their interest. Separate yourself from your online competitors.
Yeah, and sometimes girls, they don't really react if you're being nice to them, because if they're like, you know, extremely attractive, they're always getting people messaging them anyways.
Right.
Saying
so you've
how great
really
they
stand
are.
Out.
So sometimes you just if you see something that on there that you can make fun of it.
Right.
Send a message like, really? You really like that band? They're terrible.
Yeah. You could do that, or you could just be unique and funny.
Yeah.
Or
I think that's being funny too.
Yeah. Be like, how about like everything about your profile sounded great until I got to the Ghostbusters part.
Yeah.
That's what you could say. Okay. Be literate. That's, you know, Nets, bad grammar and bad spelling are huge
so
turnoffs.
There.
I know. You have your shist into it. Mm-hmm. Avoid physical compliments. How about that? Don't say nice rack in your first email.
No.
Although the data shows this advice holds true for both sexes, it's mostly directed at guys. People like compliments. I love them. But when they're used as pickup lines before you've even met in person, they don't work. On the other hand, more general comments do work, like saying someone's particular interest is cool. So, wow, I love that you like drive-in movie theaters. So do I.
Yeah, it goes back to the Ghostbusters, do you think?
The Ghostbusters, right.
Yeah.
Use an unusual greeting. Like,
I'm trying to think if I ever... Oh, no. In the subject line?
No. But the way you choose to start your initial message to someone is your first impression. The three most popular ways to say hello from the beginning were all actually bad beginnings. Hey, hello, hi. Even the slangy hala and yo perform better, even though they go against the best literate rules. In fact, it's smarter sometimes to use no greeting at all. Just dive into whatever you have to say rather than saying hi. How about that? Don't say hi, hello, or hey. Mm-hmm. Just go, just say, came across your profile, and even though you have a big nose, I'm psyched to date you.
I would say also whatever you're going to use as the opener should be in the subject line, not – in the subject line, it shouldn't say hello or anything
right.
like that.
Right. It should say, Ghostbusters, really?
You go to – oh, you're alumni of San Francisco State? San Francisco right. State alumni, question mark?
Right. How or great. So like am that. I. Yeah, totally.
You know, nothing like – because the hello stuff is definitely
– like, it seems like you seemed interesting, like something more unique.
No, well, it seems like spam. Like anybody that says hello to me online – I don't even open it because I'm like, oh, that's some spam thing. Right. They have to put something in the subject.
You got to say intriguing. Yeah. I totally agree. So you can bring up specific interests. Talk about specific things that interest you or that you might have in common with someone and ways to make a connection. In fact, every niche word that we have significant data on has a positive effect in messaging. Even more effective are phrases that engage the reader's own interests. So show you've read their profile. So that means that again, specifically, like, hone in on specific things they said. Not like, loved your profile, let's go on a date. Like, it really is your first impression. So here's some common online dating mistakes. Common mistakes.
All right, what's the first one?
Number one mistake is hoping the right person will find you. You shouldn't hope your dream partner will email you out of the blue. You will get much better results if you pay for premium membership and write to people yourself. This is for men and women. Thinking that you're just putting a great profile up there and someone's just going to come knock on your email door, it's not going to happen.
No, it won't happen, especially with girls. Girls won't approach you.
Okay. They won't, right?
No, not at all.
That's what you see. That's why you don't date online, because you got to approach them.
Yeah, but I mean, I've met people through every social network there is.
I know, and you've banged chicks from every social network. I know.
I don't say that. I'm just saying it's not like I wait. You're trying to say that I wait for them to hit me up online. They don't. So that's what.
Okay.
I'm saying you can still be successful.
So you should never hope the right person will find you. No matter if you're a single man or a single woman and whether you're dating online or not, you have to do your work to find someone. To think that person just going to fall in your lap is probably not the right person for you, because you have to know what you want and go out there and get it. Mistake number two, sending one-liners. It's amazing how when people send letters of the type, hi, liked your profile, please see my profile. This is what we're talking about. Most likely they would just delete your email, so write letters that have some substance to them. I bet you so many people do that. Hi, liked your profile, look at my profile. That's so lame.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Okay, number three, sending form letters. Don't do it. If there are no personal references in the letter, they'll know the letter was not written specifically for them. That's like when I put up post for listing for my intern, for intern list, or like a job listing, and someone's like, hello, here's my resume. It's like, no, say something unique, and I delete all those. Like, I got hundreds of responses for interns. And the ones that are just like, here's my resume and cover letter, here's my resume, done, delete. Like, take some time. You should do the same thing with online dating, like if you're applying for a job. Be specific. Okay? Number four, writing boring letters. Remember, it's not about you, it's about them. Tell them what you liked about their profile so much that you decided to write them. Some things may be uncertain in their profiles. Ask questions and guess the answers.
Yeah, because they want to talk about themselves.
Write interesting letters, the types of letters you'd like to receive. Anyone could do that. Even if you can't write menace, you know what to say. You just dictate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Listen People, I found this new amazing tool. It's on the iPhone 4. It's called Siri. I don't know. I don't have it yet, but my friends had it, and it will tell you everything you want. Like, it'll spell everything for you. You just have to talk.
Oh, really?
It. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I mean, it is amazing. How many miles is it from here to the sun? Boom. Tells you.
New iPhone.
Yeah,
that,
it
right?
is.
Do you have the new one?
No, I want it so
Me
bad.
Me too. I'm getting
but
it.
It just,
I'm going to get it before you.
Oh, ooh. That hurts my feelings.
I'm sorry.
But, yeah, it's a new tool to help you be a pimp. Honestly, like, they have so much game, you could use this thing. Like, if you want to say something suave in a different language, you just say, how do you spell da
da
da?
Yeah, that is amazing.
It is
and
amazing.
And it's an app that does it? Or I thought that
no,
was
it's
the
part
new
of the
iPhone.
Phone.
Part of the phone. Right.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I know.
Like,
people
use that
to
your advantage, people. If you know a girl's birthday, say, hey, set birthday for da da da. Then you'll never forget it. Uh-oh. The camera fell.
The camera just fell.
This is your new tool for men, actually, to never forget anything.
To never forget anything. Oh, right. Yeah. Does it write it and put it in your calendar or
yeah.
something?
It's crazy.
That is amazing. I totally want to get it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get it like this week.
Go for it.
Mistake number six, giving up. Oh, okay. No. Sorry. Mistake number five. Contacting dozens of members at once. Once you'll pay for their premium membership, they tend to contact dozens of members at once. Stop for a minute. What are you looking for? All you need is one person. All you need is only one person, but the one who is right for you. Spend more time reading the profiles on the site and select the few you most want to write to. So don't just – it's like resume, same thing. Don't just blankly email everybody online that they saw your profile. But yeah, like, really be like, oh, I'm interested in this person. I could do this.
Yeah, and then you can't even keep track.
You're like, which one were you?
Yeah, what did I say?
You got to do it right. Okay. And then number six, giving up. You tried this and that. Nothing works. So you give up. That's the biggest mistake of all. With all dating, giving up is a mistake. We get so many emails. People are like, there's no men in my town. There's no women in my town. I think that's BS. We've told you so many times, time and time again, that you have to make the effort. If you're single and you're looking for someone, you tell everyone you know. It's just like, again, like looking for a job. You tell everyone you know what you're looking for. And then you could take some time getting clear on what you want. Like, what kind of person do you want? What's non-negotiable? If you see something in a profile about someone that's a turnoff, like a smoker or whatever it is, you just, you know, you have to learn. You have to spend time figuring out what you want and weeding out those people.
I think that's what I'm doing these days. When I was younger, I was definitely doing hitting up multiple people at the same time. But now it's just like, yeah.
Now they're just a few.
Just a few. Not even any. I don't hit up anybody online.
I know you don't.
Anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number
Because I've learned also people can, you know, just be real too when it comes to this stuff. Like we were talking about the photographs and all that stuff. But just in all the statements that you're putting online of, you know, your work history or stuff that you like, just be real because all that stuff is going to catch up with you.
Exactly. You know? Always be honest and be real. And if you don't want to fill something out, just then don't. But don't lie about it.
Yeah.
Don't lie. Okay, so you give it up. So I would say look at profiles of other people that attract you and compare it with your own profile. Maybe you need a new photo with a happy smile. Like there are professionals that redo your online dating profile for you. But if you can't, like, afford to go to an expert, you could talk to your friends. Have your friends over for dinner and be like, okay, I want the four of you to read my dating profile, the two of you to read my dating profile, and have your friends give you honest feedback. That's not you, dude. That doesn't represent you. Here's a better photo. Or like ask around because maybe that's why you feel like you've been failing.
I want to write yours.
Will you?
Yes.
No, I would never let you write it.
Why?
But maybe I have you on the committee.
The committee?
The committee to help me write it. The committee to help me decide if it's a good one.
Why can't I just write it for a week and see what happens?
Because I don't trust you at all.
Why?
Because.
I would write an amazing one for you.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
No, you don't know
me. And it would probably – if the guy contacts you after I write it about you, then that is the guy that you're going to follow head over heels for.
I don't think that you know what I like. I think you know.
You don't know what I like either.
Yes, I do. You like this chick that I just tried to fix you up with. I think you'd like her.
No.
Okay, whatever. So listen, make it your habit to check new listings every day and just write to one person. One person. So if you've already, this is if you're giving up. This is mistake number six. If you're like, I'm done. I know a lot of people are like, it's so frustrating. So just say, I'm going to do one people. And then borrow ideas from other people. Look at other profiles again that you like. Borrow ideas from other people. And I just want to say that online dating does work, they say. And you just got to gain experience. Practice makes perfect. Good. That's what we got for you with online dating. And I'm going to be an online dater very shortly.
I know. I can't wait.
And you're not writing it, but you can be on the committee when I have people over to analyze it. I love when people are like, this is good, this is
bad. Who else is going to be on the committee?
So
I can analyze them.
Yeah, I know. Maybe you won't be.
Why?
I don't know if you're good in mixed company.
You don't want me to be around your friends?
I don't know.
You think they'll start yelling at me?
Maybe. Like these douchebags are speaking. My friends are not D-bags. My friends are awesome.
No, they're cool.
You've met them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all right.
Just like one you don't like. Whatever. We're
not
going to get
into
that.
No, there's a couple I don't like.
Oh, come on. I've never even really met your friends, but hopefully I'll meet them this week.
You've met all my friends. My friends are amazing.
I bet they are. You're amazing. And I'm amazing. And we're all amazing.
You're
and
amazing. You just amazing. Don't hang out with amazing people other than me.
Dude, you're so wrong. Okay. Right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.